how it bends at the end of your bench and it points out when you look into the end.
Oh, yeah, go God arms for you. What is your name?
Alan.
Christopher?
Alan.
Oh, Coleman.
Ah, Coleman, yeah. So, last time in India, he paid me 25,000.
$25,000.
Well, he still has the original tape on this record.
That is not good. He wanted to pay me something, but he never paid.
I sent Chris McCarthy. He made a recorded this in South Africa. He sent it to me. It's not actually legal, but we did it because we did people with our this is the most wonderful record of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Because you're standing Hare Krishna. People can more appreciate Hare Krishna than this project because they don't understand.
Ramananda, Ramananda also.
Yeah, he's saying. Is that true? I agree with you also.
I agree.
And Jadarana comes in. We were playing all kinds of instruments, all kinds of things. We were playing bells and sticks.
It's the Ramananda was playing sitar.
Yes.
I was playing a broken
drum.
It was wood, wasn't it wood?
I think they had that at the New Vrindavan farm.
It's from an Indian man.
It was a little one tiny
drum. Oh, big, oh, it's this big super wood drum.
That was another drum.
That was just one
big house spot.
This record, yes. October, November, December, near Christmas. Chitananda was there also.
Building where they have the information about what this place used to be, how it used to function.
When it would fill up, and they'd let the boat down inside, and one level down to the next. Moving on down. Very small barges.
This is relaxed.
You fine?
This is relaxed. So much better.
I was going to ask that this stall, the method of the stall, we find that No, no, the soul, the Atma.
Jiva.
We get a description that the soul, the size of the soul is 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. We're just discussing whether does this imply that it can be measured.
Yes, it is a measure.
But we are claiming that it's non-physical.
Non-physical, that doesn't mean it has no measure. It is measure.
So measurement, actually Sarabhut calculated from how much the size is. Now, from electron microscope, actually we can get an idea about the tip of the hair, how much it is. Now, you divide it by 1/10,000 parts, so it come out, the size of the soul is about 2 angstroms, by calculation like that.
2 atoms?
No, angstrom. Angstrom is the smallest scale that science can imagine. And it is smaller than even a hydrogen atom. So actually it is atomic, very small in size. But we were wondering whether that is reasonable.
Given in Upanishad, but look for that. Authorized.
It's just that this 1/10,000 tip of hair has no material quality. It's non-physical, but still can be measured.
Non-physical, that's like affirmative truth. Point has no length, no breadth. But it has length and breadth. You cannot measure.
But does this not imply 1/10,000 size? That doesn't, does not apply, imply measurement? That can be measured?
Measurement is good. Yes. If it is not so small, how in the microscope can be so?
Yeah, it is small.
Man-made water falls.
Magnet?
This
is a dam part. There's other parts that, this is a man-made dam here. There's other parts that flow freely.
They can manufacture airplanes like this, which pile up.
But they can manufacture bigger ones.
That's all right. Jeez.
Size is little.
What would be the technique to track the Bengali educational class? To track the Bengalis who are educated, what techniques that will be most effective?
Teach them and prasad distribution.
But it seems that to me that they are not so much interested. A man came from Calcutta just about 2 months ago, the Bengali. And in fact, we were class friends in Calcutta when I was studying in Calcutta. And I discussed this problem with him. Why so-called Bengali intellectuals are not attracted to our movement. And his answer was, this Chaitanya movement is mostly for less intellectuals. For those who are educated, they want to be followers of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. In fact, they have a society called Vedanta Society. And all the Bengalis get together in
Ramakrishna Path.
Yeah, and they discuss... So I was a little mad at him this time.
Because the real practice, they do not want to give up me teaching and teaching. Therefore, they like Vivekananda. That is the real reason. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, but still, they have to give up for anything. That is the disease of the Bengal. And Vivekananda is recognized only in Bengal. To some part, not all.
There's also a small Vedanta society here in Washington.
Yes.
And I had one of our Indian associates who asked me to go there. And he said they could not even discuss the topics of Bhagavad Gita. They had no conclusion. They were arguing in their own meeting. And no one had any idea of what Bhagavad Gita was in so many technical points.
There must be a fundamental mistake in their outlook.
No. Their language is a mistake because they are sinful. Their language is a mistake. It's garbage.
This fellow is a chemist, and he's very intelligent. And he has read all the Gitas, and he has studied many thoughts on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Well, we have to talk with them about this, what is life. Then there is something. If they are on the concept, bodily conception of life, they are animals. It is not. First of all, we have to talk with them on this step. What is life? Identification.
To me, my feeling was that they somehow looked down. They looked down in their feeling.
Look down.
They think they're superior.
Huh?
They think that they are superior.
But he did not talk with him and argue.
Yeah, I argued.
What is right?
Well, ultimately he has to accept that. Our philosophy
has become less intelligent on account of their bad habits.
This man, there's a Professor Mitra, who's in Emory University in the Department of Sociology. They claim he's a Vedantist, and they have a group. And then this Das, actually his name was Das, he told me that he had Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he worships, he recites every day. And he told me that he prays very much. It's the best Gita that he has seen. So though he's involved in something else, but he's still taking Srila Prabhupada.
And he's reasonable. He's an animal, he cannot. That is good. Sadhi, that anyone who is in bodily concept of life is an animal. First of all, the truth. just thinking that I am this body. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am American, I am Jewish, I am that. Then you are an enemy. You are not such. What they learn. What is the difference? If a dog is thinking I am dog, and I am thinking I am Indian or American, what is the difference? What is the difference between the dog and the man? That's what starts to be. One father, four sentences.
So it seems to me that we have some strong Christian in Calcutta, in Bengal. We want to attract some intellectuals from
there are many intellectuals.
My concern here, staying here in Atlanta, there are many Bengali families, but they never come to the temple. There was our light members program, and some of the Prabhus are going to make light members. And these Bengali, they don't even have even some respect. So that's why I was a little seeing their motto, I was a little disappointed.
Because you will ask them not to eat meat, that's it. What is this, clothes?
At our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, the fastest people are coming.
Yes.
Yes, it is for the common people. Ordinary people.
Because they are godless, they are uncommon. Bengali, that's fine.
Yes. I said what my feeling was, they don't want to stop eating meat.
That is the only
I think that is the main reason.
Vivekananda says, whatever he likes, I mean.
Yeah, Gautam Mot, Gautam Fort. In fact, they claim like this also. They follow like that.
Why? Bengali, that's why.
And our request is you should join and you should help us in spreading the mission.
Yes, this one's my name.